Shakers Players present Big Jim's Daughter, a tale of a pie mashup and the family that run it.
Careful there, Malcolm. Don't want to spill that lovely liquor.
Oh, bother.
Big Jim playing up again.
Come on, Malcolm. Can't be any worse than usual, eh? Your dad's always been a bit, you know. There, boy. His bark's worse than his bite. You know that.
But it goes on, and so much barking sending me mad.
Barking mad, eh?
Arthur. Your dad, he is what he is. He'll never change. His dad, your granddad, the same. They could both pick a fight in an empty room.
Start a war in a packed room. I've seen it. Don't know how Mum puts up with it.
Little Else is an angel. Your old Mum is a diamond art.
There's a lot more to your Mum. Big Jim really hasn't a clue. Just hang on in there, Malcolm. You'll get there.
Where am I going?
Oi, oi, it's your sister, Josie.
And your dad, Malcolm. Things are about to get interesting.
Arthur.
One step further.
And.
Well done, girl. Someone's got to stand up to him.
Nothing more to see. Just one big happy family. Malcolm!
Coming.
Out of my way. Let me through. Family.
Josie! What a pleasant surprise!
You're trying to tell your eyes, Hugo. I saw that glimmer of terror.
What? Oh, rubbish. Of course I'm pleased to see you. Come on, huggies.
Oh, just what the doctor ordered. The best medicine of all.
Trouble with Big Jim?
Oh, you mean my pater? Have some respect.
The old bastard.
Oh, that's better.
Have you thought more about, you know?
What do you mean, Hugo?
What? You are joking, Josie.
Yes, I am. Joking, Josie.
And is joking Josie going to be serious and answer my question?
Perhaps. If Huggy Hugo asks nicely.
Just as well, I'm madly in love with you.
Really? Then the answer is yes.
Hold on, Earth.
She seems agitated, son. Is Josie okay?
Yes. She said yes.
To what?
Not sure.
And where do you think Madam has run off to?
Don't know, Jim. Perhaps you can tell us. She's your daughter.
What's that supposed to mean?
She's just a mini version of you. When she's at her worst, of course.
And when she's at her best?
She's a normal, sweet human being.
Like you, I suppose.
You said it.
What do you think, Malcolm? Are there two sides to your sister?
Wouldn't know.
Nah.
Leave the boy alone. Haven't you picked on him enough today already? Give him a break.
This liquor looks a bit watery. What should I do, Mrs. Watson?
Yeah, let me have a look.
That dopey girl needs a firm hand, Malcolm. What do you think?
I don't know.
Your little girl is back.
Josie, the plates are piling up over there. Get to it, girl.
That one is after something. I wonder.
You got to be kidding.
What do you mean?
Look at this. Two pizza buns with a whopping burger in the middle. My arteries are already screaming at me.
Oh, you mean the menu.
Yes, what else?
Thought we were... Anyway, yes, you're right. It is a bit gross.
Why'd you bring me here?
Take you out of your shell. Out of the world of soggy pies, dollops of potato, and that green stuff.
Liquor.
Liquor? What you see here is the future. Fusion. Mixing and matching. In this case, Italy and the USA.
Look at it. Just to repeat what you said, gross.
I know. This is just an example of the possibilities out there. Actually, this Maxi Burger Pizza idea comes from Japan, of all places.
Japan? The land of raw fish and delicate palates? What are they thinking of?
The Japs are great at copying others. Waistlines as well as cuisines. Anyway, Josie, being serious now, taken you here just to show you, as I said, possibilities.
So we don't have to actually eat this?
Oh no.
Then it's time to do a runner.
So, guys, have you decided to leave early? Jokers.
Now this is proper grub. Burger and chips. Yum. So, spill the beans then.
What do you mean?
Look, a quick burger is not my idea of a romantic date. This is not a free lunch, is it?
Sharp as nails. Mm. That's my Josie.
So?
Well, we've talked about doing something together. You know, a business. And we both come from the catering sector.
Pies and bagels? Hardly gourmet cuisine, eh?
True, but food is food, and it's in our blood.
There's probably a clever answer to that, but my mind's as clogged as my arteries are.
One word. Fusion.
Pizzas and burgers? You are joking.
No, no, no. Fusion is what it says it is. Just mixing up cuisines. Any cuisines. Even...
Yes?
Pies and... bagels.
Oh!
Why not? I'm being serious.
You're having a laugh.
Just think of it.
Trying to. Getting nowhere.
A beautiful, delicious bagel, lovingly carved out, filled with delicious, tasty minced beef, infused with a special and secret liquor flavouring, and the whole thing surrounded by delicious, crusty pie.
Watch my lips.
Delightful. You could at least have given it a go.
Given what a go?
Here's one I made earlier. Still a bit warm.
And now my favourite two customers today.
Oh, Big Jim. Oh, this liquor is a bit strange.
What? Let me see. Let me get a spoon.
Oh, don't mind me, will you?
That's Big Jim for you.
Oh, girl, what have you done?
What do you mean?
This looks like and tastes like pond water.
No. How can
Haste! How did this happen?
I don't know. Mrs. Watson, she told me to leave the parsley.
Leave the parsley what?
Leave out parsley, I think. So I didn't put so much in.
Stupid girl, you got cloth ears or something? What she must have said is parsley leaves. As in, you don't have enough parsley. So put more in, not less.
Don't have to be so rough.
Ladies and gentlemen and kiddies, the liquor sauce that I wouldn't even give to me mother-in-law, God toast her soul, apparently has been delivered to your plates. And here is the one what did it.
Oh, leave the girl alone, you big bully.
Yeah, pick on someone your own size, Big Jim.
Now, apologise to these good people.
Sorry.
It won't happen again. Give us a few ticks and we'll send through the real thing. Elsie!
Well, please, say something.
But I'm eating.
Like, properly eating?
Yes.
Like, eating something you could have paid good money for and feel that it's been money well spent?
Yes. Now, can you tell me what this is all about?
You and I, Josie, we're going to open our own restaurant.
We are?
Yes. A fusion between pie and mash and a bagel. You've just eaten a piegel.
A what? Better than a pie mash.
Well, that can be on the menu too. A pie surrounded by mash and hidden inside a bagel, perhaps.
Now, my old mum always used to scold me for playing with my food. But you've taken this to a whole new level.
It's not a game, Josie. I'm serious.
So you...
We
are opening a piegel restaurant.
Yes. You got it.
How's this going to work? Your mum is putting up the cash, is she?
No. I was hoping... Big Jim...
No. No way. Have you asked him?
Are you kidding? I'd probably end up in one of his pies. No. I thought perhaps...
Well, perhaps we'll leave it there. End of date. Perhaps end of, you know. Because I'm starting to think that perhaps you're grooming me here. It's my dad's money that has brought us here, to this esteemed establishment, eh?
Your dad?
Big Jim.
Big Jim, Mr. Watson to me. He's a bit of a bully, isn't he?
He's always been a bully. That's just his way.
Glad it's not just me, then.
Mind you. The parsley thing was like red rag to a bull.
I can be a bit of a thicko sometimes.
Yes, but a lovable one.
Ooh.
Mwah. Parsley?
Yeah, I had to test it. So it was for Sir's liking.
Sir likes.
I was talking about your dad.
I know. But this, sir, still likes.
I think I'm losing control.
Oh, what? Your senses?
No, my family. The boy's been making putty eyes at that stupid girl, and as for Josie, she's up to something. Not sure what.
Oh, give them a bit of space. They're adults now, Big Jim.
Yeah, that's what worries me. Kids I can control, but...
Looks like your cosy little world is falling apart, Jim. Don't worry, you'll always have me to boss about.
Yes, I do, don't I? Now shift your arse and fetch a brew, woman. Josie.
Yeah.
You have anything to say?
And how is my lovely cuddly father this fine evening?
Oh, yeah. What do you want, madam?
Nothing. Just happy to see you smile. That is a smile, is it? Or just wind?
What do you want, Josie?
Peace on earth and the end of all wars.
What do you want?
Money. There. I've said it.
So, how much do you need then?
What?
Changed your mind, have you?
What? Your Big Jim. The man who doesn't give an inch and who rides bulls in china shops just for fun.
I'm also your dad.
Don't argue, Josie. Stay in the moment. These moments are rare in our family.
Right. But...
Your dad and I have talked about this before. You know that we came into a bit of money when your Aunt Bess died. That money is just sitting there for you and Malcolm. Your dad and I agreed that when the time is right, it's yours. Is that right, Big Jim?
No strings attached.
Nah, we trust you, Josie. You're a Watson. We are a respectable family.
Is it okay if I go now? I know it seems ungrateful of me, but plans to make, people to see.
That's fine, dear. You go off and do what you need to do. Anyway, EastEnders is about to start and your dad loves having a good shout at the TV.
Go on, girl. Be off with you.
So, who's going to tell Malcolm?
Shh. Programme starting.
Let me say my piece, Hugo. You're probably confused, eh?
Yes.
In the bakery, I said yes to you. Though I could see you didn't know what I was actually saying yes to.
Right.
Then, when we were here earlier, when I made a swift exit, you probably took that as me saying no.
Yes.
Well, the no was really a qualified yes.
Qualified? I don't get you.
Qualified as in I hadn't yet asked Big Jim for the dosh.
And?
I have now.
And?
The grumpy old git, he say yes.
Really? Are you sure?
You're doubting your business partner. Hardly a good start. Oh, come here.
Patience, my dear. Patience. We only opened 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but all of those leaflets and the promise of drink and freebies, I thought they'd be queuing all around the block.
You've been watching too much feel-good TV. Welcome to the real world.
Wine? You're a bit too young, but hey, no one's here but us. Can see there's no one here, miss.
You're restless. Come and take a seat.
Nah, what? Nah, we've had a skinful. need to do a pee. Have you got toilets here?
Cafe policy. Toilets are just for customers.
Whatever. Okay, give us some chips. We'll eat them when we've been.
The toilets are over there.
Kylie, it's a bit pokey here.
Bijou. That's what they call it. All the trend now. Surprised you didn't know, girls.
What?
Just as well it's small. You got no customers in it. Right, Kylie?
Here we are. Lovely chips for lovely ladies.
£4.80. You can stuff your posh chips, mate. At least they look better than the crap you're selling.
Early days. Early days.
Hello.
I told you so. Kylie and Maisie were right. It was all crap.
Well, we gave it a go, Josie. Just wasn't to be.
Easy for you to say, Hugo.
It's Malcolm, isn't it? Big Jim's boy. Are you here to sample one of our tasty bagels? In fact, we have a new range. We call them piegels. Think you'll love one. On the house? Then, what are you here for, boy? Cat got your tongue? You're not at all like your sister.
Yes, Josie. I'm here about Josie.
Yes, spit it out.
Josie, she's gone missing. And I wonder if she's here with your son. You know, Hugo?
You know Hugo? Never heard of him. Oh, you mean my son, Hugo.
Right. I know they're having a bit of a fling. Big Jim doesn't know, but I think Mum may have guessed. But I know, because I've seen them together in town.
Well, I never would have guessed. Well, actually, I did know. Hugo tells me everything. Even about the... never mind. Anyway, Malcolm, the answer is no. I don't know where she is. Hugo's sleeping upstairs, sleeping and... No, she's not there with him. In fact, I think he's been looking for her too. Josie! Josie, it's me, Lily. Silly Lily, your dad's dog's body.
Oh, please, Lily, tell no one I'm working here. Especially not Big Jim.
No, no. He barely talks to me anyway. Just lots of shouting. I come here every day, before work. Can't stand the pies. Well, I know who makes them. Me. And I wouldn't eat anything I've made. My mum always said I was probably the worst cook in the world. Strange that I end up working as a cook in a pie and mash shop. Funny, eh?
Don't find anything funny anymore, Lily. How are they? Big Jim and little Else.
Bearing up. When you disappeared, at the start they said, well, Josie's gone off on one again. She'll be back. Then, you didn't come back. Been a few days now, innit?
Actually, a week.
Yeah. He is definitely starting to get, upset.
They haven't done anything silly, like call the police or anything.
Oh, no, no. Too proud for that. You keep saying, she's a Watson. We're a respectable family. She'll be back in her own time. She's a big girl now. Not sure if he believes his own words, though.
Oh, thanks for that, Lily. You're a good girl. I can see what Malcolm sees in you now.
You know? Didn't think anybody knew.
I know, and my mum knows. Big Jim even knows now. And so probably do most of the customers. No, there are no secrets in the world of Pie and Mash.
Oh dear, how embarrassing.
Lily, can I just ask one favour from you? Just for now.
Of course. It would be an honour. You've never asked me before for a favour. And I've always looked up to you, Josie. You know, I...
That's enough. You're beginning to embarrass me. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Richard, I have been a right bastard.
Nothing new there, bro.
I'll ignore that. But please hear me out. I think you're the only one I can tell. I haven't told Mum. Not sure how she'd react.
Okay, fire away. I'm listening.
You know Josie, Big Jim's girl. You know we've been seeing each other lately.
Yeah, I have noticed. And so has Mum. She approves, by the way.
Oh, dear. I was hoping.
What do you mean?
It's not real.
What's not real?
Me and Josie. We're not real. Well, anyway, not for me.
I don't get you.
It's been about the money. Her money. Her inheritance.
You are a bastard, aren't you? The very worst kind. Not just a right bastard, but a wrong'un. You're a wrong'un, Hugo. I'm ashamed of you.
Ashamed of myself. I had a crazy idea for opening up a cafe. Fed up working as Mum's slave. Just wanted to make my mark.
And did you make your mark?
No. Just made a mess. A mess that Josie paid for. And it's all gone up in smoke.
It gets worse. You've now got Big Jim to contend with.
I know.
Don't think he's going to roll over and let you tickle his belly somehow.
No. No.
Thanks for coming, Lily. Really appreciate it.
That's okay. Your family have been really good to me. Let's face it, I'm not the brightest, you know? And most employers haven't been so patient with me.
Big Jim? Patient?
Think it's all a part of keeping Malcolm happy, keeping him on board.
Because his sister is way overboard. That's what you're thinking. And rightly so, Lily. Believe it or not, I am so guilty about all of this. How I've let him down, wasted my inheritance.
What do you mean?
It's nothing. Just venting. Ignore me.
So, where are you living now? Do you have a good place to stay? Because my mum has a...
No. I've got a sofa at a friend's house for now. Though, I think she's getting a bit fidgety. I may need to take you up. No. Strike that. I will sort this mess out, Lily.
Are you sure? My mum says being proud breaks you from the inside.
Lily, that's about the cleverest thing I've heard you say. Thank you for that.
Huh? You're welcome.
So, that's where you've been hiding, Josie.
I didn't tell him, Josie. I didn't tell him.
Is that so, Malcolm?
She's right. The why she hasn't told me makes me feel... No. I followed you, Lily. I just felt that you knew more than you were telling me, which was basically nothing. I've been watching you through the window.
My bluff?
The Stalker?
Or my bruv, the concerned, bruv.
As eloquent as ever. Oh, come on, Malcolm. Come here. Thanks for coming.
So, when are you coming home?
Don't think Dad would want me back anyway. Oh, I'm living the dream here. I'm really sorry, Katie. I really have outstayed my welcome.
No, you haven't, honestly. Anyway, Jakey loves having you around, don't you, Jakey Wakey?
But this is your home, not a dumping ground for wayward friends. I will start paying you soon, as soon as I get my next paycheck.
Look, Josie, my casa is your casa, or whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. And I won't correct you on your Spanish, but...
No buts. But, here's another but. This can't be long term, of course. You've got to sort things out with your folks.
Yes, I do. But how? You don't know my father, or Big Jim, as he is known. The name gives the clue.
Is he tall or fat?
No, he's big in other ways. He's got a big personality. Temper. What a temper.
Reminds me of someone.
Nothing like it. I'm a little squib to his Roman candle.
In that case, I'd hate to see him in full flow.
Been there many times. You really don't want to know.
So... when are we going to see this firework display?
Still thinking about it.
Okay, then. Let's note these down. What are the issues?
Number one, I allowed myself to be conned by Hugo. Who wanted my money, not me.
Right. Perhaps your father needs not to know that. Keep it as a business transaction.
Number two, I was stupid enough to believe that a pie and a bagel could work together as food.
Yeah, strange one that. Perhaps blinded by love. But in the great scheme of things, perhaps something you can keep from your father.
I'd rather it came out now than later. Need to bite the bullet. And now, and not risk having any gunpowder left over for later. Of course not. Three, I have squandered my inheritance. Money that was going to help me out later in life. All gone, down the plug hole.
Or the bagel hole. Bagels have holes, don't they? Anyway, bad joke, sorry.
That's the biggie.
Too right. But then again, you did say that money came, no strings attached.
True, but I still feel I've betrayed him, my family. As Big Jim keeps saying, we are the Watsons, a respectable family. It may just be a slogan, but he believes it. So I've dented the good name of our family. With a rival business at that, to Pigles. What was I thinking? Ah, oh, boy, he's going to be knocked.
Well, it's all up to you, Josie. All up to you.
The thing is, that silly girl, Lily, though she's been very supportive of me, so I really shouldn't be disrespecting her. On the other hand, she's paired off with my thick brother. Think of the children. Oh, anyway, Lily, the assistant cook, is doing a lot better than me. The daughter of the owner. Now, that can't be right.
I see. Then put it right.
Yeah, I will. I'll go over there, my tail between my legs, and whatever the consequences, fall at his feet and beg forgiveness.
Now, that would be a sight.
Well, you won't be there, and no one's filming it.
So?
Yes, that's what I'll do.
and there's no time like the present.
Josie!
Dad?
My girl. Where she belongs.
Big Jim, my dad. I came here expecting a hard time, but instead...
Little else, get in the kitchen and let's celebrate. Free pies and mash for all, and gallons of liquor, and all the Vimto you can drink.
Move along, Dad. Let's get to it. Lead me in.
Is it all right if I go now, Mr. Watson?
Of course. You've been great tonight, Lily. There'll be a little extra in your pay packet this week.
Anyone seen Malcolm?
Thanks, Lily. Dad?
Yes, daughter?
You are full of surprises, you.
I'm a complex human being. Thought you knew that, girl.
Not really. Big Jim also has a big heart. I really thought I was in for a right old rollicking.
And that's what you would have got if you hadn't been my daughter.
So, Dad, you forgive me?
Thought that was obvious.
Yeah, but the money wasted.
Look, girl, I know I have a certain reputation. This hard man with his quick temper.
Oh, he's a big softy, really.
And you can keep your trap shut, wife. Don't want people to get the wrong impression.
Just a big pussycat, Josie.
Are you asking for a clout?
This is a different side to you. It's nice.
Look, you need to understand, family is the thing. Money isn't. Anyway, it wasn't our money. It was your Aunt Bess, and to be honest, it wasn't even her money anyway. She was a right villain in her days. Had a lot of husbands, as you know, none of them her own. And that last one, Maud, I think it was, he was rolling in it. She properly fleeced that one. So we took from the world what wasn't ours.
And the world took it back.
Right, all square. You got it. So yeah, Josie, I do forgive you. Though you have a real bad taste in men.
You know, Big Jim, he has this family motto about us being such a respectable family and all that. And he thinks everyone respects him. But he's a joke. He's just a loudmouth bully. And he claims to always put family first. But no. He allows Josie, my sister, to swan off with her inheritance, no questions asked. And what happens? She goes and bloody squanders it. Comes back, tail between her legs, and expects to be welcomed back as if nothing has happened. It's not on!
Was she welcomed back?
with open arms. I saw it. Couldn't handle it. So did a runner.
What did he say to her?
No idea. I was out of the building by then. On the way to... here. You know, I'm the good son. The one who hangs around, does all the tasks. Helpful and polite. I'm the perfect employee. And that's it. They, he, treat me like a bloody worker. Not as a son. And of course, Josie, the apple of his... what's it?
Thought I'd find you here.
How about that? Predictable.
I'm afraid you are. That's why I like you. You're solid, you are.
I don't feel that way. Solid. In fact, I feel a bit... liquid. Oh, excuse me.
He's only had 3 pints. Bit of a lightweight.
Yeah, but he's all mine. Can you get him a black coffee?
Right you are.
Sorry, Lily. You really shouldn't see me like this.
Doesn't bother me. My older brothers were always getting pissed, and it was always me that had to fetch the coffees afterwards.
Bit of comfort, I suppose. But do you understand what I'm feeling now?
Not sure. I think so.
So, how do you...
Well, I can see how you're so grumpy about your sister taking that money.
And losing it.
Yeah. But I've seen another side of your sister. She's not as full on as you think. In fact, she's a lot like you. More than you realise.
How could you know this?
Just say I've spoken to her. And she was in a right old state. I was as surprised to see her at the cafe just now. It took a lot of guts.
Yeah, Lily, well, what about me?
It's not always about you, Malcolm.
No, but...
You know what you should do now?
No. What?
Go and see Big Jim. It will take a lot of guts, but...
Yeah, Josie did it. I can too.
That's my man. Perhaps you sober up a bit first?
You mean I should go now?
No time like the present, as my old mum says. What would my old mum say to that?
Yeah, it was awful, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. You really have surprised me, you know.
Malcolm, have a drink with us.
Don't want to spoil your party.
Party? What party? Just a little family gathering.
I'm family.
And now you're here. Have a drink.
Actually, I've had enough already.
Yeah, I can see the puke on your lapel.
Your dad, he's good at detecting puke. You get to see a lot of it running a pie and mash cap.
I think we'll keep that one in the family.
So, Malcolm, are you glad to have your sister back?
Suppose.
Don't seem very sure of yourself. And I saw you slink off before the celebration.
Celebration?
Oh, yeah. My baby girl's returned. Isn't that cause for a party?
But she...
But she what?
You know, she blew all that money.
It was her money.
But all the same, weren't you... Aren't you annoyed?
Like I said, my baby girl is back. We were pretty worried about her.
Can I say something, Malcolm? Then sit down, will you? Then I will begin. I was stupid. So stupid. Can't tell you how bad I feel. I made a really crappy decision. In fact, more than one. But I won't go into specifics at the moment. I was a complete idiot.
Yes, I agree with you so far.
The thing is, we all make mistakes. Even whoppers sometimes. But there must always be a way back. Otherwise, we live the rest of our life under a cloud. You see?
Yeah, except that I feel that my whole life is under a cloud.
Malcolm, what do you mean?
Well, here's Malcolm the waiter. Here's Malcolm the washer-upper, the cook's assistant, the tea maker, the dog's body. Never here's Malcolm the reliable one, the hard-working one, the one who's always there. Here's Malcolm the son. You know, you've never really shown that you care. You know, just something, perhaps just a cup of tea or even a thank you now and again. Nothing. Then off goes my sister, disgracing herself, and she comes back and you give her a party, everyone invited. How do you think that makes me feel?
Can I say something? And this is what I know your dad feels. I think he's a bit choked up now, but I'll say it anyway. The thing is, Malcolm, you're always there for us. And I know it didn't seem so, but you could have had anything. All we had to do is ask, Malcolm. But our little girl was gone. And she was hurting, and now she's back. Your sister is back. Our family is complete. Now, how could we not celebrate? Oh, Big Jim.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, it's okay. They're there.
Yeah,
oh,
big hug.
Oh, yeah, they're there.
Oh, thanks, everyone. We're the Watsons. A respectable family we are.
And a loving one.
You have been listening to Big Jim's Daughter by the Salt Shakers Players, written, produced and edited by Steve Moulds, directed by David Jones and audio processing by David Shepherd. Nigel Wiley played Big Jim, Robert Hopkins played Hugo, Monica Moult played Little Else, Kylie and Linda, Rosie Smith played Josie, Kim Smith played Katie, Mrs. Bates, Maisie and Annie, Christine Kahlbach played Lily and Sarah, Simon Moulds played the waiter and Alf, and Colin Baines played Richard the barman and Mr. Bates.